over the decks. Well, good morning, and who is this?
This is Steven.
Steven's helping us out. All right, Steven, here we go. All right. Let's go to this first one. We got to go back to Christmas for this one. I'm not sure how you celebrate Christmas. Hey, look, somebody who overate even more than you during the holidays, Stephen. Story came out. 25-year-old woman, Sonora, Mexico, got a little carried away with a Mexican tradition. I guess now, I didn't know, did you know this, Stephen, that in Mexico, it's a tradition of eating, that they eat tamales on Christmas. Because on Christmas Eve, she managed to binge eat 20 tamales and wound up in the hospital with food poisoning. She ate a lot of tamales, dude. 20 of them. Food poisoning. Fortunately, she recovered. She's doing okay. There's no word on whether she went back to eating tamales on Christmas. But she ate 20 of them and ended up in the hospital on Christmas because she ate too many tamales, which is, I guess, I don't think the binge eating is a Mexican tradition.
But I didn't know you could binge eat tamales.
I didn't know. Well, apparently you can't, Stephen. I think that's the point. Apparently, technically you can, but obviously you don't want to. All right, so we're kind of sticking kind of a theme here because our next one is Tex-Mex food. I'm not sure if Tex-Mex food is really the sexiest cuisine. I mean, that's a lot of melted cheese, refried beans, but to each their own. 31-year-old guy Jonathan Hightower and his 28-year-old girlfriend, LaShonda Fisher, they were at a Tex-Mex restaurant in Austin on Saturday. Apparently the mood struck. While they were sitting there waiting for their food in the booth, she started performing favors for Jonathan, shall we say. And there was lots of other people in the restaurant, including children, and a few people called the cops. They were both arrested for misdemeanor public lewdness, and they're looking at a maximum sentence of a year in jail and a $4,000 fine. So I don't know if tamales were involved in this one, but right there in a booth, right at the Tex-Mex restaurant, just the mood struck. So there you go, Stephen. We have the couple fooling around in the booth at the Tex-Mex restaurant waiting for their tamales or whatever, and then we have the gal who ate too many tamales and ended up in the hospital. Who is our idiot today?
Well, I don't know about you, Glenner, but Tex-Mex gets me very excited.
Yeah.
So I'm going with the guys in the booth.
Yeah, that's awesome. It does. It gets me. Oh, it gets me hotter than a clam, I tell you. Stephen, well done, sir. Well done. That was awesome. You now have, of course, as I've told you before, total permission to call back in and help us out any day. You were great. And we got that recorded, so you can go back and listen to it with friends. Thanks, man.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
All right, buddy. There you go. Yeah, that was well done right there. That's in the business what we call good phone. That's good phone right there. Thank you, Stephen. Way to nail that one. Good phone. Good phone. All right, on the way. Ah, boy, I tell you what, if you're scared of lightning, it was a good year last year for you. Positive news from the lightning death world. See if it's going to be a trend. You know, they always say, oh, you know, you're more likely to be attacked by a shark than hit by lightning or vice versa or something like that. Neither of which sound all that appealing. I don't want to test the theory for either. But if I would, I guess the lightning one, I mean, they're both avoidable. You don't want to be attacked by a shark, you don't go in the ocean. You don't want to be hit by lightning, don't go outside during a storm. I mean, fairly simple stuff, right? Apparently not so much. I'll explain next.